Soon the light of the burning was faint below, a red twinkle on the black floor, and they were high up in the sky, rising all the time in strong, sweeping circles. Bilbo never forgot that flight, clinging onto Dory's ankles. He moaned, "My arms! My arms!" But Dory groaned, "My poor legs! My poor legs!" At the best of times, heights made Bilbo giddy. He used to turn queer if he looked over the edge of quite a little cliff, and he had never liked ladders, let alone trees, never having to escape from wolves before. So you can imagine how his head swam now, when he looked down between his dangling toes and saw the dark lands opening wide underneath him, touched here and there with the light of the moon on a hillside rock or a stream in the plains. The pale peaks of the mountains were coming nearer, moonlit spikes of rock sticking out of black shadows. Summer or not, it seemed very cold. He shut his eyes and wondered if he could hold on any longer. Then he imagined what would happen if he did not. He felt sick. The flight ended only just in time for him, just before his arms gave way. He loosed Dory's ankles with a gasp and fell onto the rough platform of an eagle's eyrie. There he lay without speaking, and his thoughts were a mixture of surprise at being saved from the fire and fear lest he fell off that narrow place into the deep shadows on either side. He was feeling very queer indeed in his head by this time, after the dreadful adventures of the last 3 days with next to nothing to eat, and he found himself saying aloud, "Now I know what a piece of bacon feels like when it is suddenly picked out of the pan on a fork and put back on the shelf."
"No, you don't," he heard Dory answering, "because the bacon knows that it will get back in the pan sooner or later, and it's to be hoped we shan't. Also, eagles aren't forks."
"Oh, no, not a bit like storks, forks, I mean," said Bilbo, sitting up and looking anxiously at the eagle who was perched close by. He wondered what other nonsense he had been saying, and if the eagle would think it rude. You ought not to be rude to an eagle when you're only the size of a hobbit and are up in his eyrie at night. The eagle only sharpened his beak on a stone and trimmed his feathers and took no notice. Soon another eagle flew up.
"The Lord of the Eagles bids you to bring your prisoners to the great shelf," he cried, and was off again.
The other seized Dory in his claws and flew away with him into the night, leaving Bilbo all alone. He had just strength to wonder what the messenger had meant by prisoners, and to begin to think of being torn up for supper like a rabbit, when his own turn came. The eagle came back, seized him in his talons by the back of his coat, and swooped off,